Hey everyone, welcome to Mercy Talk. Thank you for joining us again this week, and we are really excited to dive into our next season of weekly shows to bring real hope for real life. And we just wrapped up a series called Ditch the Baggage, where we walked through the seven keys to freedom that we use in our Mercy homes and also that are found in our founder and president Nancy Alcorn's newest book, Ditch the Baggage. And we're actually going to be talking more about that book in today's show, so I won't talk any further about that right now. But as many of you know, God has given us here at Mercy a strong desire to bring freedom and hope to people outside the walls of our residential homes, and that's actually what led us to make a significant change to our ministry name, going from Mercy Ministries, which we were known as for 32 years, to now being Mercy Multiplied. And year after year, we have seen the multiplication effect of transformed lives with the girls who have come through our program. And it's been just a recurring theme in Nancy Alcorn's heart as the founder of Mercy for many years. So God has been leading us in this direction for quite a while, but this year it's been a stronger pull than ever before, as more and more people just seem to be turning to us for help. So to better reflect our ministry's expansion to include outreach, we have changed our name. So we are really excited today to have Christy Singleton, who is our executive director, here for our show to talk more about this name change and about all of the new exciting things that are developing here at Mercy. So Christy, I know you have a lot going on right now, but thank you so much for taking time to do the show today.
Great to be here, Melanie.
So a lot of really awesome and exciting things have been happening here. And I know that you and I actually did a show months ago and talked some about this, but let's just kind of go back and revisit again, you know, with all that's happening here, what is kind of the backstory behind it? What is it that led us to the place that we are today?
Great. Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. We are now in October, and it was almost a year ago, sometime in November last year, that Nancy called me and she said she'd really been hearing from the Lord that it was time to shift some things at Mercy. And she had just finished a manuscript for her new book, Ditch the Baggage, which incidentally just released 2 days ago. We're super excited about that book. But this is, let's go back 11 months or so and just finished the manuscript. And we're thinking about what was in that book, and what is in that book are the very keys to freedom that we teach the girls in our program. We have 32 years of experience. We have seen these keys work. The girls often talk about these being tools. It's how they walk out their freedom, and they're biblical truths. They're found in the New Testament, and they're a whole summary of that, but it's really laid out in a way that someone can walk through and find freedom themselves, the very same freedom that we find in the homes, the girls in the homes find. But so we're talking about that, and Nancy has just got this book finished, and she's really sensing that the Lord is moving us to a multiplication. Mm-hmm. And that word, I believe, was really coming around in her heart, in her head, and we were talking to different people. And she got it on her heart that it's time to change the name, to really reflect actually what's going on in the ministry. We had a day-long brainstorming session, and I believe it was January, and I believe it was actually January 8th, so just this year. Mm-hmm. And fast forward now, after that brainstorming session, we realized this is more than just about a book being released, but we have a lot to bring forth. And the first thing that we discussed was building a curriculum and essentially a Bible study to use in small groups, one-on-one. And so we set about building a curriculum that was based on the Ditch the Baggage book. And those are available now on our website, as well as the book. And we're very excited about that. And then the next thing that seemed to fall very quickly into place was, you know, there could be some training. People mm-hmm. have asked us for years, how do I work with people?
Yeah.
I want to work with hurting people. I am working with hurting people. What do I do? How do I intervene? How do I address this and that? And some of that has been on previous podcasts, pieces of that training. And so I encourage you, if you're listening and you're even wondering about that, go back several weeks and you can find some of those components. But we have developed something we're calling Empower. Capital M-P-O-W-E-R. And this is a 2-day training that is designed for anyone who's working with hurting people, or even like parents of teenagers or youth leaders, mm-hmm. things like that. And we actually have 3 trainings scheduled it for the year 2016. And we're really excited about what God's doing in that. We're having a couple trainings already, and the feedback has been excellent. So you can visit our website and find more information about that at www.mercymultiplied.com. And then the other thing that really just happened literally last week, and I'm going to pitch it to you to talk a little bit more about that, but we also realized that there was a need for a broad experience for just someone who wants to come and have a firsthand touch, not having to read the book, but get it in person, These seven principles. So Melanie, why don't you talk about that? Because you were there, I was there. It was super exciting. 500 women from across the country came, and maybe you can tell a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it was awesome just kind of when we started to dream about this event and thinking, you know, we didn't really just want this to be something where people come, receive some good teaching, get inspired for a day and a half, and then just go back home and life is normal. You know, like we really wanted people to come and experience something that would be awesome and that God would move in the moment, but that also they would be able to receive things that they can take back and do for the rest of their lives, honestly. You know, not just something cool for the weekend, but something that's going to equip them going forward to walk in freedom. And so, you know, we were really, really intentional about wanting to create that environment through worship and just through time that they got to spend just interacting with the Lord. I mean, it's so easy for us in our daily lives to just get so busy that to really take time to not just, you know, I think sometimes even when we talk about our prayer life, it's like, well, just talk to God, just talk to Him. But we wanted an experience where they could receive from Him and not just throw a bunch of stuff at Him, but actually let Him minister to their hearts, give them some healing, maybe for hurts that they've received, you know, drop truth into their hearts and minds about lies that they believe. I mean, it was just really cool to watch the Lord actually do that in our time together, because we really wanted to be intentional about creating that environment during that space, but then to be able to say, the Lord that met you here in this weekend and in this event is the same Lord that goes with you and is with you in your prayer closet or in your car or in your room at night or whatever it might be. So everything that you did in your time with Him this weekend, you can do going forward. So that's what I'm the most excited about from that event. It was awesome. It was amazing to see what the Lord did in our time together. But now to know that all of those women have things that they can now take with them, share with other people, and incorporate into their own life. So it was awesome. I'm ready to do another one now. So
right. And to speak to that, you should pay attention and really watch our website, because we'll do two more next year. We're going to do one in March in the Louisiana area, or early first quarter next year, we're hoping. And stay tuned for that. And then one in July in the Sacramento area in California. So lots of stuff going on with that. And back to Nancy's book, incidentally, one thing we wanted to do was not only equip the people that came this weekend with good teaching, taking good notes, we had a listening guide, but we also gave every single person there a copy of Nancy's new book, Ditch the Baggage, because we realized, and so do the girls in the home, and really anyone who's walked a walk of freedom, is that it is a process. It is something you pick up every day. You work on these pieces and you work on ditching baggage all your whole life. And that day you set down all your bags and you're fine, the next thing that happens is maybe somebody walks in and offends you and you got to set that bag down again. Mm-hmm. So it's a process, and we really are excited at having something we can give to someone. And then we also encourage people to get the study as well, because that is a step-by-step guide that gets those tools just entrenched in what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. So lots of exciting things. Nancy's new book is out. The corresponding teaching is available. And just to make it clear, Nancy's book is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and local Christian booksellers nationwide. That's where the book is available. The teaching itself is available directly from Mercy. And the only place you can get it is directly from Mercy. So you can find on our website at mercymultiplied.com/ditch the baggage, and you will find all the information about these pieces. Mm-hmm. Melanie, I think we got some good feedback from the book already, because there's pre-release copies for a while. What can you remind me about that?
We've had a lot of people going through this study already this year. We've had a lot of beta test groups. Before we sent it to print, we wanted people to go through it, give us feedback. We wanted it to be as effective as possible. And so we had groups all over the country going through it. And you know, it's kind of one of those things like the, you do something and you're like, man, I hope this is helpful. I hope this is good, but we'll see. Let's put it out there. And so we were just blown away by the feedback that we were getting because we believe in these principles. We've seen them work in the lives of the girls in our homes, but at the same time, doing a study isn't the same as being in a home. And so we're like, well, we'll see how this translates in a study form, you know? And to hear the stories that the people have been sending back to us about what this study has done in their life has gotten me more excited than ever about getting this into people's hands. And we even were contacted through social media by someone a couple of weeks ago who said that they had just finished reading Ditch the Baggage. We had some pre-release copies that went out. And so somebody had apparently read the book and actually said, and I quote this, said, I just got done reading Ditch the Baggage, and I must say, this has helped me more than any counseling and any treatment I have ever had. This book is such a blessing, and I can't wait to get more resources on it. And that was somebody that we didn't even know, we weren't personally connected with, but who had gotten a hold of that book, and somehow that had just had a huge impact on their life. So just more and more, as we get these testimonies back, I know personally, it just gets me that much more excited about getting it out there for people. And, you know, I would even say on top of that, you know, there's been people who've been writing in or calling in and saying, I wish so badly that I could go, you know, to one of your events or that I could have gone to Freedom Experience. I know before our event here in Nashville, there were people who said, I can't get there. I don't know how, you know, Nashville's too far away. And you may not be, you know, near one of the cities where we're going to be having one of these events going forward. It's an awesome event. We encourage you to do all that you can to try to get to one of them. But at the same time, these are the very principles that are walked through in this study. So if you are not able to make it to one of our events, I still encourage you, if you get a hold of this study or this book, I mean, you're going to be walking through the same material and the same principles that we discuss at these events. So, and again, you know, as some of the listeners know, the podcast series that we just finished going through was on Ditch the Baggage. And so you got a really high level look at each of the keys to freedom that's discussed. So, you know, in lots of different ways, we're trying to get these principles out there. So there's so many opportunities to receive those.
Melanie, I'm just as excited as well. And I get excited every time you talk about it and reading those testimonies when people send in how this has helped them. I also want to make sure people know that from our website, from that same page / Ditch the Baggage, you can get a link to videos, and there's a video for each of the keys. And these videos are of Nancy Alcorn, our president and founder, and she is speaking in front of actually the girls in the Nashville home. Mm-hmm. So those are another powerful way. We are using all the capabilities we can to get these principles, as you said, in people's minds and hearts. And those videos are available on our website to be downloaded for a very small fee. And we are really excited to offer that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say on top of that, it's really cool to hear, you know, these principles were something that Nancy spent time with the Lord really trying to develop years ago as she was trying to create kind of our own way of doing things here at Mercy. And so it's cool to hear straight from her mouth her teaching on each of these principles. And so I definitely encourage you as well to check out those videos because there's no one who speaks about them quite like Nancy, you know, just because they are so very personal for her and she really felt like those were given to her directly from the Lord. And so it's just cool to hear her talk about them and teach on them. So I would also just encourage our listeners, if you have read Ditch the Baggage, the book, if you've gone through the study, if you've came to our Freedom Experience event, really anything, we would love to hear your testimonies about how these keys are affecting your life. And we would just welcome your stories back to us. You can actually send an email to outreach@mercymultiplied.com. And we would love to hear any feedback that you have about the study, about the book, anything that's impacted you. So Christy, I kind of want to move into talking a little bit more about our new name, Mercy Multiplied, but also specifically about our new logo. And if anybody has actually seen it, you'll be able to see that the letters in the word mercy, M-E is a little bit of a different shade of color of blue from the R-C-Y. So the idea behind that is that it represents kind of the me in mercy. And so I know a lot of people have kind of been wondering, well, what's that all about? And did the designer mess up there? Because it doesn't look like it's all the same color. And that is actually on purpose. We did that on purpose. And we want to talk a little bit about what the me in mercy actually means. So could you talk to that for a moment?
I'd love to. We are really excited about our new logo and our new name, a transformed name, a transformed mission, and this outreach. It really deserves a brand new look. And so having the main color be a blue and having the logo look really completely different, freshening things up and just signifying what we feel like is a real free, open feeling of that this is what's available to you. This freedom is available to all. And a lot of people have asked, like, me, that sounds like self-help. I don't know about what I think about this. It's nothing about self-help and or self-centered. In fact, the total opposite. It's really about how we experience mercy and freedom in our own walk with Christ. And then we take that out to others who are hurting and who are in pain. It's how we show that love of Christ, that freedom that we have received from someone else. And I'm sure everybody listening has a story about someone or somewhere they were where really somebody was that to them, mm-hmm. was mercy to them. Because mercy is a concept, but it's also is evidenced when people are kind and loving and accepting and just allow people to have the space to transition and change. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, and Nancy always says that, you know, the verse that she, you know, she took this from is that mercy triumphs over judgment. And it does. Anytime we put judgment first, people can't change because judgment is not an open place. Mm-hmm. But mercy is where people are open and it allows people to have that space to experience God's love. So we are really excited. It's about getting involved in God's mission on this earth. And we all have to get involved. Each of us needs to be that me and mercy. And from what we have experienced, we are allowed to take that out into the world. And what we find here at Mercy is that the girls that come to us, they have such an experience, such a transformation, such a complete change that they're almost chomping at the bit to tell their story. They are so excited because they know that there's someone out there on the other side of their story who's going to mm-hmm. change that. And so we really realize that piece of each of us being a part of Mercy and showing that. So one thing I wanted to do was back when we were working on this originally, we created what we're calling a manifesto of where we are and where we're going. And I just wanted to take this last little time to read it on the air. This is actually in the back of Ditch the Baggage, the book and the study guide. And it's something that both Melanie and I and a lot of the staff, when we go back to, it gives us that same feeling like, okay, this is a big thing. This is a God-sized thing. It's not about Nancy. It's not about Mercy. It's not about just the homes we have. This is about the movement of God mm-hmm. on this earth. And that's where his hands and feet, and that's how it goes. So I'm going to read it. Mercy. First, it's something you experience, and then it's something you become. Life is on the job training, and sometimes the world can be a very cold and lonely place. You get by the best you can, you learn to make decisions as you go, and you pay the price for bad ones. People judge you and label you loser, dummy, junkie, or worse. Hope fades, darkness comes over you, and your dreams turn into nightmares. But there's this thing called mercy that reaches in and shines a glimmer of light on that little piece of you that's still alive. It touches you and opens your eyes to a world of possibility. It's hard to explain. It's something you just have to experience. Mercy is a kind of forgiveness of not being judged, but being accepted for who you truly are and who you ultimately could be, not the label you wear right now. It's love and kindness and caring on a level you've never imagined. Everyone had given up on me, and I almost gave up on myself, but then I experienced mercy, and for the first time, I felt that I mattered, that God had a plan for me, and that somehow everything would be okay. I found myself in mercy. It gave me hope and turned me around. I began to see myself and others differently. It changed me, and it keeps changing me every day. I'm learning the truth about life, and I'm growing into the person I was meant to be. I'm not alone anymore. I'm part of the Mercy Movement, the community of people whose hope has been restored and whose lives have been transformed, who don't stumble in the dark, but walk in the light, people who understand the me in mercy. So now I'm on a mission to live with deeper meaning and purpose, to tell others the story of mercy and me, and to multiply its life-changing power in the world. Because the thing about mercy is that first, it's something you experience, and then it's something you become. honestly, Melanie, that's exactly what we've been talking about, that very concept right here. And this is probably why we are so excited on our staff and why it's so exciting to share with our listeners about where we're going. We have the resources and the ability for people to jump in and be a part of this and to really be able to make a difference.
Absolutely. And Christy, I'm so glad that you shared that, the manifesto thing that had been written, because every time I hear that, I just get so, so excited. And I just think it captures perfectly what our vision is for where we're going as a ministry. So thank you so much for being here this weekend. There's a lot going on, so thank you for taking the time to come and share with us today.
Thanks for having me, Melanie. It's been great.
Well, so you might be wondering how you can get more involved in all of the exciting things that are happening here at Mercy. And on top of, you know, getting involved in some of these outreach things that we've been sharing about, and on top of your prayer support and following and sharing things from Mercy on social media, we also have a lot of different events that you can attend in various locations throughout the United States, as well as a very real need that we have here that's ongoing for monthly partners who want to give financially into what God is doing through the resources and the programs that we are developing here at Now. So if you don't know, Mercy does not actually accept any government funding, so that we will always have the freedom to share Christ. So we rely solely on the private donations of people just like you. And you can find out more information about our events and about financial partnership at mercymultiplied.com. In addition, although, you know, today we've really just been talking a lot about all of our new outreach initiatives and the new exciting things that are happening here, you know, the heart and the core of what we do here at Mercy will always be our residential program. So if you know a young woman who is struggling with any of the life-controlling issues that we deal with here, we really encourage you to look into our program here, tell her about that. You can find out lots of information about what we do at mercymultiplied.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will hope to see you next week. We'll